Carmelo and the Water Jars by Douglas E. Welch. DouglasEWelch.com. Carmelo lived and worked as a potter in the little village of Agira on the big island of Sicily. The village sat high on a rocky mountain. All the water for drinking and cooking had to be gathered from springs in the valley far below. The villagers would place the water in large jars strapped to the backs of their donkeys and then walk back up the mountain to their homes. It was a hot, dry summer. Many of the springs had stopped running. People needed more water, but there were not enough jars to hold all the water they needed. The village leaders came to Carmelo's workshop. "Carmelo, we need more water jars, or we will surely die of thirst," said the villagers. "Surely I cannot make so many water jars in time," said Carmelo. "We would need hundreds to bring water to every house. I don't think I can help you. We may all have to leave Agira and live in the valley closer to the springs." No one wanted to leave Agira. They loved their little village. The villagers begged, "Please, Carmelo, please, please try to help us. Our families have lived in Agira for thousands of years. We can't leave now. It would break our hearts." Carmelo knew that there was no way he could make enough water jars before the village ran out of water completely. Even so, Carmelo decided to try. He knew he must help his fellow villagers in any way he could. They had helped him so many times in the past. "Bring me as much clay as you can and what little water is left," said Carmelo. "I'll start this minute. We have so little time left." The villagers gathered all the remaining water and brought it to Carmelo's shop. Men went to the valley to dig clay and bring it back up the mountain. The men worked hard, not drinking from their water jugs, so that Carmelo could use it for his work. Inside the cool darkness of Carmelo's workshop, the villagers could hear the spinning of his potter's wheel and the slap of his hands against the clay. Carmelo worked all day. He worked as the sun went down. The villagers could still hear Carmelo working as they lie on their beds that night. The villagers could not sleep. If Carmelo couldn't make enough water jars, they would all have to leave their homes and the village they loved. Carmelo worked very hard. His hands hurt badly as he shaped each jar. The sweat fell from his face and became part of each jar he created. Carmelo was so tired. He felt he couldn't go on much longer. He slowly raised his head from his work. On a shelf in the workshop, Carmelo's eyes fell upon a statue of San Filippo, a statue he had made with his own hands. "Oh, San Filippo, you've always protected our village in the past. Please, please, show me the way." Carmelo, tired as he was, set to work once more. He started spinning his potter wheel once again. As the morning sun rose over the village of Agira, many townspeople made their way to Carmelo's workshop. Many had not slept at all that night. They tossed and turned in their beds, fearing that they would have to leave Agira forever. The scene outside Carmelo's shop caused everyone to stop and stare. No one could believe what they were seeing. All around Carmelo's workshop were stacked hundreds and hundreds of water jars, more than enough for everyone in town. There are so many jars that the villagers couldn't get near the workshop itself. Even more strange was the fact that each water jar bore a picture of San Filippo. "How could Carmelo have done all this work and still decorated them so beautifully?" wondered Marcello. "There's not enough clay and water to make all these jars," said Daniela. Eventually, the villagers shook off their wonderment as they realized that there was still much work to be done. The jars had to be strapped to their donkeys, walked down to the valley filled with water, and then returned to each home. The men started to carry the jars to their donkeys, but they nearly dropped the jars in their amazement. "The jars are full of water," shouted several men at once. The villagers cheered with joy at such good news. I don't know how Carmelo accomplished this amazing feat, said the mayor, but I shall congratulate him myself as soon as we can clear a path to his door. All the villagers, men, women, and children, began carrying water jars to their homes and shops, praising Carmelo's work with every step. After an hour or more, a path was finally cleared to the door of Carmelo's workshop. Carmelo, the men cried, come out and receive our deep gratitude. Carmelo did not reply. Perhaps he's asleep after his hard labor, said Serafino. So much work would tire 100 men. Not wanting to wake Carmelo, the men opened the workshop door slowly and quietly. It took a moment for their eyes to adjust to the darkness. Carmelo was nowhere to be found. The men looked throughout the small workshop. They checked in Carmelo's small house nearby. They even checked in the surrounding fields and hills. The only sign of Carmelo was the statue of San Filippo, the one Carmelo himself had made. The statue sat on the stool next to the potter's wheel. Carmelo's shirt was draped around the statue's shoulders. Carmelo and the Water Jars by Douglas E. Welch. Brought to you as part of the Dog Days of Podcasting 2014. Find out more information at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. For more information on me and everything else that I do, visit douglasewelch.com. Music is Bushwick Tarantella by Kevin MacLeod, provided under Creative Commons license from incompetech.com. You'll find a link in the blog post accompanying this podcast.